Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which different people are talking about their listening skills. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H, how each speaker reacts while listening. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H, what strategy each speaker adopts to process what they are hearing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I consider myself a bit of an extrovert, so listening isn't exactly my strong point. I tend not to look at people when I'm listening to them. I hate to admit it, but I sometimes imagine I'm asleep when I'm in a lecture. It helps me to take in what's being said and get to the bottom line as soon as possible. I still end up taking masses of notes, though. That way it doesn't look as if I'm bored to tears and not paying attention. But if someone's rambling on in a less formal kind of setting, I have this habit of sort of interrupting them and saying, "And your point is," which can cause a few problems.
Speaker 2.
I've realized that I need to have some sort of pictorial backup to what people are saying. I need masses of detail to be able to stay focused on what's being said. For me, listening's a very interactive process, so if I have no real contact with the person I'm talking to, I'm afraid I just tend to switch off. And if someone looks away when I'm speaking to them, I just stop talking altogether. What I've found does help me to concentrate is trying to doodle or draw what people are saying to me. It's like creating a sort of picture in my mind. Sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? But it certainly seems to work for me.
Speaker 3.
People are always telling me I'm a sensitive sort of person, and that really does have an effect on how I react to what people are saying to me. If somebody says something sarcastic, I probably won't even remember what it was they said, but I'll definitely remember how I felt when they said it. Sometimes I have to ask people to repeat what they say because they speak to me in a loud voice, and I can't help it but end up feeling a bit vulnerable. And I lose my train of thought. I can only really concentrate when I don't feel threatened, so I have to make sure I know what point the person I'm listening to is trying to make. It's irritating, but there it is.
Speaker 4.
I try to make use of all my senses when I'm listening to someone. In that way, I pick up much more rapidly what someone is trying to communicate to me. But I do have a tendency to cut in and finish people's sentences because I know, or I think I know, what they're going to say. It's extremely frustrating for me to have to wait for a suitable point in the conversation to be able to voice my own opinion. I know I react more positively when people give me a brief idea of what they're going to say, and then let me give some sort of immediate response. After that, I feel that I can give them my undivided attention.
Speaker 5.
I must confess that I'm pretty useless as a listener. I've never been able to take in the information people give in lectures, for example. My mind starts to wander, and I find that after listening to the news on the radio, I can't remember a thing about it. I know that I can only really give things my full attention when what someone is saying has a direct impact on me. I need to feel that it's worth listening because I'm hearing information which may be of some significance to me. I suppose for that reason, I've developed a way of trying to link things directly to my own life and circumstances. It's a kind of what's in it for me approach.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
I consider myself a bit of an extrovert, so listening isn't exactly my strong point. I tend not to look at people when I'm listening to them. I hate to admit it, but I sometimes imagine I'm asleep when I'm in a lecture. It helps me to take in what's being said and get to the bottom line as soon as possible. I still end up taking masses of notes, though. That way it doesn't look as if I'm bored to tears and not paying attention. But if someone's rambling on in a less formal kind of setting, I have this habit of sort of interrupting them and saying, "And your point is," which can cause a few problems.
Speaker 2.
I've realized that I need to have some sort of pictorial backup to what people are saying. I need masses of detail to be able to stay focused on what's being said. For me, listening's a very interactive process, so if I have no real contact with the person I'm talking to, I'm afraid I just tend to switch off. And if someone looks away when I'm speaking to them, I just stop talking altogether. What I've found does help me to concentrate is trying to doodle or draw what people are saying to me. It's like creating a sort of picture in my mind. Sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? But it certainly seems to work for me.
Speaker 3.
People are always telling me I'm a sensitive sort of person, and that really does have an effect on how I react to what people are saying to me. If somebody says something sarcastic, I probably won't even remember what it was they said, but I'll definitely remember how I felt when they said it. Sometimes I have to ask people to repeat what they say because they speak to me in a loud voice, and I can't help it but end up feeling a bit vulnerable, and I lose my train of thought. I can only really concentrate when I don't feel threatened, so I have to make sure I know what point the person I'm listening to is trying to make. It's irritating, but there it is.
Speaker 4.
I try to make use of all my senses when I'm listening to someone. In that way, I pick up much more rapidly what someone is trying to communicate to me. But I do have a tendency to cut in and finish people's sentences because I know, or I think I know, what they're going to say. It's extremely frustrating for me to have to wait for a suitable point in the conversation to be able to voice my own opinion. I know I react more positively when people give me a brief idea of what they're going to say, and then let me give some sort of immediate response. After that, I feel that I can give them my undivided attention.
Speaker 5.
I must confess that I'm pretty useless as a listener. I've never been able to take in the information people give in lectures, for example. My mind starts to wander, and I find that after listening to the news on the radio, I can't remember a thing about it. I know that I can only really give things my full attention when what someone is saying has a direct impact on me. I need to feel that it's worth listening because I'm hearing information which may be of some significance to me. I suppose for that reason, I've developed a way of trying to link things directly to my own life and circumstances. It's a kind of what's in it for me approach.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing, and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.